I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News.
Thank you, Montana!
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders drew thousands to four campaign rallies for Democratic U.S. House candidate Rob Quist Saturday and Sunday in Missoula, Butte, Bozeman, and Billings. The first stop was in Missoula, where around 4,000 people came to the Adams Center Arena to hear Sanders speak.
I came here because we face some enormous problems in this country. And I'm not just talking about the firing of the FBI director or allegations that the president may have shared with Russia classified information. Those are important issues. But what I am talking about today is the fact that the status quo in Washington before Donald Trump became president, the status quo is not working. We need real change.
That change, Sanders said, includes sending Rob Quist to Washington to fight against what Sanders says is a rigged political system created by and for millionaires and billionaires. In his speech, Quist opened with more of a local focus.
This election is a fight for the soul of Montana.
Quist says protecting public lands is the number one issue on the minds of people he's talked to during the campaign, and his supporters clearly don't believe his Republican opponent Greg Gianforte's statements that he, too, opposes sale or transfer of public lands.
The transfer and eventual sale of our public lands is nothing more than theft against our children and our grandchildren, and I promise you I'll steadfastly defend it. I'll defend it.
The crowd cheered Quist's promises to defend women's access to health care and the right to choose, and booed when he called the health care bill that the House passed a tax break for millionaires like his opponent. Sanders, with his well-practiced rhetorical style, drew more energy and enthusiasm from the crowd. Quist leaned on the performance skills he's had success with in his career before announcing an interest in politics for the first time in January.
But if you stand with me, I will stand up for you. You are not alone, I want you to know. This world wouldn't be the same without you.
In addition to his campaign song, Quist recited a poem about Montana, which included lines that echo attacks on Greg Gianforte that Democrats have been lobbing at him since he announced his debut in politics, running for governor last year.
She's slow to grant her favors to come lately. Newer faces. To longtime suitors, she reveals her hidden secret places.
Quist's final big rallies before voting day on Thursday clearly benefited from the star power of Bernie Sanders. Sanders won Montana's presidential primary in 2016, and he drew bigger crowds on this visit than Vice President Mike Pence and Donald Trump Jr., who visited Montana on behalf of Greg Gianforte. I talked to the people who were first in line at the Sanders-Quist rally in Missoula.
What time did you get here?
Five
in the morning.
Yes. It was great.
That's Missoula nurse Abby Lucars and her two kids, DL, who's 20, and Ryder, who's 16. Abby says she showed up 2 hours early last time Sanders was in town a year ago and didn't get in, and she wasn't going to let that happen this time. So they were 6 hours early on Saturday. Both her and her daughter said healthcare is a top issue for them.
I want to make sure that we get somebody in Washington who's going to support the average person and support Medicaid expansion. What we're looking at in the Ryan budget is going to hurt Montana. It's people who can't work. That hurts people who have disabilities.
After the rally, Abby and her kids told me it was inspiring. Rob Quist and the Democrats are hoping their base is feeling inspired to vote. Both his campaign and Greg Gianforte's are now focusing on get-out-the-vote efforts. This afternoon, Quist will be in Great Falls knocking on doors. The Montana Republican Party has been sending emails to recruit volunteers. Greg Gianforte had not made his schedule for the week public as of Sunday night. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.